morning we want to tell you how much we appreciate you, appreciate having that wonderful offering you gave us last week.
我们要特别感谢上礼拜大家所有的这个奉献，为台湾的奉献。
There were some that didn't have enough for money for their ticket. There were some that expenses that we'll have there. It's a great blessing to us, and we thank you.
因为我们在那里我们会就用这个作为一个我们团队的这个机票的补助，还有在那边的生活费，还有交通费。
And we ask you to pray for us all.
特别为我们祷告。
We did have a book.That was to, a book that we were going to give to the fathers, but they never came.
我们预定了一些要给就是父亲们的书哈，结果呢定了呢还没有来，所以没有赶上这个父亲节。
So hopefully they'll come by next week, and you can have your Father's Day book then.
所以如果下礼拜到的话，那再麻烦牧师帮我们给所有的父亲们哈。
Well, today is a special day.
今天很特别。
Father's Day, as all of you know.
我们知道今天是在美国这里的父亲节。
And I guess it's one of those days of the year when we just really, really try to remember our fathers.
那就在这一天呢，我们实在真的是要来纪念我们的父亲。
Actually, some are saying, well, with the developing of cloning and with the artificial putting in of the sperm, we're not going to need fathers after a while.
这个进步的时代呢，就是有那么多的这种很先进的这个技术呢，好像以后大概也不需要爸爸了吧。
And some are saying they're an endangered species.
什么意思
？Endangered species.
啊？哦，变成稀有绝种的一种讲动物。
But they will never be that. I don't think ever.
但是这个绝对不会发生的。
I have been very happy to be connected to this church that has so many good fathers.
我很高兴我能够参与这个有那么多那么好的爸爸的一个教会。
And many, many young fathers.
而且是年轻的爸爸们。
And so this morning, I just want to talk to you from out of my heart.
那今天早上我从我的心里面来对大家说。
Because sometimes when I get to a time like this,You know, I sort of feel like my counseling wants to sort of get into gear and tell you what to do and not to do.
因为我本身啊，在这个就心理辅导方面呢，有这样的一个就是我本身我的工作，所以我很容易就会在这种时候呢，讲一些这种好像心理辅导或者是协谈方面的。
But deep in my heart, I recognize that we cannot always control our behavior. We do not always understand.Some things that some people can do that others, it's just not a part of them. But I think there are some basic things for men that are fathers that we can follow that God will bless in our lives.
那当然呢，我们不是这样可以就一概而论怎么好像什么公式就可以怎么样成为一个好的父亲。但是呢，我想基本上还是有一些基本的一些原则，好让我们更容易的成为一个称职的父亲。
For you see, fathers are a great diamond in the lives of their children.
我们要知道，一个父亲在一个孩子的一生中是一个非常非常大的、非常重要、很珍贵的一个角色。
Now the Bible says that a woman is just if you can find her, she's as great as a beautiful pearl.
那圣经用这个珍珠来形容女人。
But I think that men are diamonds.
那我就用钻石来形容男人。
You know, as much as we women are nurturers and take care of our children and work very hard, you know that.
那我们都知道哈，都无可否认，就是我们这些妇女、妈妈呢、太太们在家里面是很辛苦的。
It seems like it's the father that is special to the children.
但是很奇怪，到后来在孩子心目中特别的却是父亲。
You know, it's really, you say, well, why is that?
你就想不通为什么会变成这样子呢？是母亲在付出很多的辛劳，可是父亲变得很特别。
Because God made it that way.
因为神所设定的。
As men, as you're the men that are here, and as those that are serving Jesus, you start out fundamentally with the greatest gift that you can ever give your son.
那我们这些神的儿女哈，我们对不起，我失掉，我没有注意，我有。谁帮我一下 ？Can you repeat again, please?
I said,
溜走了.
If you have
father,
Jesus,
yes.
you have, you're
oh, okay,
starting out with the greatest
okay,
gift
yeah.
you can give yourself.
所以如果你本身是有主耶稣, 你相信主耶稣的话, 那你就有一个很珍贵, 很重要的礼物可以给你的儿子。
Now, the world's value is quite different than the value of Jesus Christ.
世界的这个, 价值观跟我们在主里面的价值观是很不同的。
I want to show you a place in the New Testament that was really revolutionary to that day.
那我要, 从这个旧,新约里面让你们看到一个经节呢,
it was Paul that said, Fathers, don't provoke your children.
那就是保罗写的一句话, 父亲不要惹怒你的孩子。
Now you had to know that day to understand fully what Paul was trying to get across.
这句话你要了解到那个时候的背景到底保罗在说什么。
The Roman culture at that time was dominated by the man.
那我们知道罗马这个那个时候的文化，他们的背景呢是很大男人主义，就男人就是一个就专制者。
So the children and the wife was more or less just a possession.
所以对于这个妻子跟儿女呢，就好像他们的拥有物一样。
Anything they wanted, they just said it. Anything they wanted to do, they did it. It didn't matter if it was even to the fact of killing their children.
这个父亲本身有很大的这种权威哈，他们要什么要说什么就说什么，要什么就要什么，甚至有时候呢，可以就是伤害自己孩子的生命。
In fact, they said when a child was born, it was put at the father's feet, and if he would speak to it, it would live. But if he didn't and got up and walked away, it would either be killed or given to someone else.
当孩子新生儿生出来之后呢，要把他抱到这个罗马人的这个父亲的面前。如果这个父亲呢很赏光啊，就看了一下说好，再讲了一句话说好，那他就活下来。如果父亲呢连看都不看就走掉的话，那这个孩子可能就没命或者是被送走了。
So in the midst of that culture, the Holy Spirit, through his inspiration, said to Paul, tell them to love their wives.
所以在这样的一个文化下面呢，保罗就写出借着圣灵的感动，默示写这样的话说呢，丈夫要爱你的妻子。
This was revolutionary.
这个是一个启示，从上面来的启示。
This was different than all of their thinking.
是跟那个时候他们的文化是完全不同的一个观念。
They wouldn't agree with this at all.
他们不会同意的。
And now Paul is setting up a standard to them that's ridiculous and far too high.
这个时候保罗从上面来的启示呢，写下一个很高超的，而且很不一样的一个标准。
And then Paul said, don't provoke your children.
接下去保罗说就要说呢，不要惹你的儿女的气。
They didn't care what they did to their children.
这些爸爸呢，那个时候的爸爸根本不管孩子们怎么样。
Whatever they wanted to do, slap them or praise them or whatever they wanted to do within themselves, even like I said, even if they can disown them, out of my house, want nothing more to do with you, or even have them killed.
要夸，要贬，要打，要骂，要把他赶出去。 或者是要让他们丧命，都是在父亲的手中。
And now here they're saying, Paul is saying through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, don't provoke your children to wrath.
那这样的一个文化背景的保罗却这样说，不要惹你孩子的气。
This is a tremendous difference in the society of that day, of almost any day, really.
这个跟社会情境还有跟以后的时代有很大的一个彼此的一个抗衡，完全不一样的。
God was coming back now to what he had basically wanted for man.
那这里呢，是神把他自己所期待、所要求的，把它放在男人的面前。
This is actually what Jesus came to do. And to go one step beyond that and implement certain things that will fulfill the law of love.
那么在这个实践呢之外呢，也神有一些吩咐，好让我们真的是在用爱来呈现这个律法。
That's why some people will say, well, that's not my culture.
或许有人说，那不是我们的传统文化。
But you see, if culture is directly against God's word, then we have to make our choice for God's
如果我们的文化跟神有抵挡神的心意的时候呢，那我们必须要在这里舍弃我们的文化而听从神的。
Like I said before, if there's any tremendous gift you can give your child is when you know Jesus Christ, the fundamentals of what you can do to raise your child.
刚才我讲到了，就是我们最大给孩子最好的礼物，最基本的礼物就是把耶稣可以介绍给他。
I would guarantee you that many, 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 many men, maybe many of them here, their first idea is, I must provide for my children.
我相信我们这个当中的爸爸们呢，当你有孩子后呢，马上你的第一个观念一定是，我要怎么样能够提供我的孩子的这个生活。
I must make enough money to keep them in style.
我一定要赚够钱让我的孩子来用。
I must educate them so they will be able to face life.
我要让他们受很高的教育，好让他们可以过很好的生活。
Now we center our lives around that many times.
那我们就为他们设计很多帮助他们做决定，设计很多他们的生活方式。
And in putting these values first in our life, we are really depriving our children of what God wants them to have.
所以无形中你就把你的价值观也这样灌输在孩子的心里面。那这样的话，我们等于是对于神的他的价值观呢，我们就忽略，我们就没有去实行了。
Right away we say, well, I have to do that.
或许你说这个是必要的。
Do you know what Jesus said?
你知道耶稣说什么吗？
Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and I will add to you all the rest of these things.
耶稣说先求神的国跟神的义，其他一切都要加给你。
But we feel like, no, we have to do it. We're pressured to do it. And it means that we don't spend time with our children. We're at odds with them many times. We don't understand each other. And there becomes a gulf between them.So many times.
但是我们的心里就这样说呢，不可能，神的话的这种话，我们一定要非这样做不可，因为太多的压力，然后有太多的标准，所以我一定要非要我这样做才可以。那这样的话，我们就不在意跟孩子的冲突，然后跟孩子的不亲密的关系，我们不跟孩子有很多时间的彼此的了解。
A little boy one time came into the room where his daddy was sitting, and he said, "Dad, what do you make an hour?"
Make an hour. Okay.那有一次有一个孩子来问他的爸爸，他们在笑我说连这个都听不懂，问爸爸说呢，爸爸你一个小时赚多少钱？
And his father got very upset.
爸爸就很不高兴。
What do you want to know what I make an hour?
为什么要你管我一个钟头赚多少钱？
Then father said, okay, I make $20 an hour.
好吧，告诉你吧，$20一个小时。
He said, Dad, can you lend me $10?
那爸爸可不可以借我$10？
And the father got very upset.
爸爸更生气了。
He said, "You mean you want to know how much I make an hour so I could give you some money?"
哦，原来你是要发现，要知道我赚多少钱，然后可以给你多少。
And he got very, very upset at that son.
那这个孩子也不高兴了。
Sent him to his room.
然后孩子回到他的房间。
Sat there and steamed over it. Oh, what a thing!
越想越气。
Asked me how much I make just because he wants $10.
Oh, you mean the father upset?
Yeah.
Okay, 爸爸就非常不高兴，他想说就问我赚多少钱，然后原来是要跟我要钱。
But after a while, he calmed down.
后来他就冷静下来。
And so he went to his son's room and he said, "Son, maybe I was a little hard on you." He said, and here's the $10.
他就有点后悔，就赶快走到儿子的房间说，刚才我有点太激动了，下次$10在这里。
And the little boy was sitting at the on his bed counting out some money.
那这个时候呢，这个儿子呢 ，his money or father's money,
his money.
那这个儿子呢，刚好坐在床上算他自己的一些钱。
And so his father said, "Why do you need my money if you've got yours?"
这个爸就看他算着，你已经有钱，干嘛还要跟我要钱呢
？He said, "Well, Dad, I only have $10."
爸爸，因为我只有十块。
And I needed the other $10 to be able to pay you $20 if you'll give me an hour of your time.
是这样子的，爸爸，我只有十块，那我需要借十块来凑足$20来付给你，好让你可以给我一个钟头跟我在一起。
You see, the boy wasn't worried about the money.
所以这个孩子不是在钱上面的问题。
He just wanted some time with.
他希望爸爸给他一个钟头的时间。
So you see, what I'm saying this morning is.We love our children. There is an innate bonding for most people. As soon as you hold that little one in your arms, something happens inside.
当你这个新生儿一生出来，当你把他抱在怀中的时候，就很自然的，你跟这个孩子之间有一种联系，很紧密的联系在一起。
And it's there the rest of your life.
那这是一辈子的关系。
And so we see then it's not the bonding. The fact is that as fathers, and you sense when you take that little child, suddenly you have responsibility.
这种连结是在告诉一个爸爸说呢，当你抱着婴儿的时候，告诉你说呢，我开始要负起爸爸的责任。
But first you and I as, well, I'm not going to be a father, but anyway, you men need to recognize that the first thing you need to really think about is my child's spiritual life.
那当你抱着这个孩子想的责任的时候，第一个请你要想到， 我对我的孩子有属灵方面的责任。
When you hold that child in your arms, that's the beginning of his journey to eternity.
因为当你一把孩子接出来之后呢，从这一刻开始，就是他要走向永恒的一个旅程了。
It may seem like a long journey, but friends, let me tell you, it isn't.
说长是很长，但是想起来也是不长的。
And so when you look at that child, you're looking at a creature of eternity.
你知道吗？当你抱这个孩子的时候，你是面对着一个永恒要生存的一个孩子。
So why are we so blinded to only the short period of life?
为什么我们那么的没有眼光，只有看到他只是这一辈子的几十年，不能看到他的永恒的价值？
What God wants you to do with that child that's been given to you is to prepare him for heaven.
你知道神把这个孩子给你，是要你好好的为他能够在永恒里面预备。
So you see, that's actually the foundation of your life with your child.
所以这个是你跟你的孩子开始生活在一起的一个根基。
That child's not going to have to worry about whether they're going to eat or not, or have clothes, or educated. They'll get there.
孩子们呢，他们不会再去忧虑他们的吃啦、喝啦，或者他们的教育，那总是会到达一个地步。
God has wonderful ways of taking care of His own.
神有他自己很奇妙的方法来照顾他的儿女。
But sometimes when you step aside and you say, Lord, I'll do it, He lets us do it.
如果你很执意的说，神啊，我来管我的孩子，我来为我的孩子受教育负责的话，神说好，那你做吧，他就推开了。
And it can well end in tragedy.
那你这样的 你自己负责的话，可能到后来你就不可收拾了。
Now I want to show you some fathers in God's word.
我要在神的话里面来让你看到几个父亲的榜样。
That understood this.
那来了解。
Great men.
一些伟人。
One of them was very, very wealthy.
那其中有一个是很有钱的。
And that man was named Job.
这个就是约伯。
And Job had lots of things. He was very wealthy.
约伯呢，他可是有很多很多的很优厚的，就是很丰富的他的财富各方面。But
Job, I believe, had 10 children, and Job was truly interested in those children.
Seven.
Thank you. I thought it was 7 boys, 3 girls, but maybe it was 7.
Okay. 约伯本身呢是七该十个，十个跟女孩子加起来十个。
You see,
okay, 约伯本身呢有七个到十个， 后来生的应该是，
But anyway, he was interested in the temporal needs of his children.
那么他对于孩子们呢，就是他们的这种信仰方面很有兴趣。
He must have been, they were having a big party at one of their houses.
有一次呢，他们在家里面开了一个家庭的这个聚会宴会。
But the thing that troubled Job above everything else
但是呢，最让约伯挂心的有一件事
was that he said, I must go and make an offering to God in case one of my children sins against him.
那他说呢，我一定要去为我的孩子献祭，因为呢，我怕我的孩子有得罪神的地方。 10, you are right, I'm sorry. 10个，没有错。
She's usually right. And so now we see that this man is an intercessor for his children.
所以这个爸爸呢，成为儿女跟神之间的一个中间的这样的一个好像祭司一样。
You see, the father really in the Old Testament was to be the priest of the family.
因为父亲在旧约里面呢，要成为家庭的祭司。
Now it's a little different today.
跟今天有点不同。
I've had many women say, I wish my husband was a spiritual leader.
有很多妇女来跟我说，我希望我的先生在家里面成为一个属灵的领袖。
But you see, it's not just a cultural thing as it might have been back then. But today we live under grace and we grow under grace. And unless a man determines to grow in God, he's not going to be the leader or the spiritual leader of this.
在旧约里面呢，他有他的文化背景，但是在今天这个时代，我们是在这个恩典的时代。那除非这个男的，就是说丈夫也好，或爸爸也好呢，他本身在恩典里面真的有这种追求或得着，不然的话很难成为一个属灵的领袖。
Prayer means something.
祷告。
I have seen two things in my life that I recognize the power of prayer.
在我的生命里面有两个经验，就是关于祷告的经验。
What I say, I've seen many things that God has done through prayer, but these two were very outstanding to me.
那这两个祷告呢，是很非常就是很有能力、很有全能的两个效果。
One was an old man around 80 years old, and I better not say old man because I'm getting there. But anyhow, there was an elderly man about 80 years old.
有一个老人家大概80岁。
And he came into a little church one night. And he bowed down at the altar and he prayed and asked God to forgive him.
他就在这个台前求神原谅他。
That's almost a miracle in itself.
那在这个80岁老人家来讲呢，是一个神迹。
Because it's rarely that an elderly person can really find God.
因为呢，在那个年纪能够找到神是不容易的。
But we look back into his past. It was his mother and father that had been one of the leaders of this church.
那原来呢，这个老人家，这个祷告老人家呢，他的历史，他过去的历史呢，就是他的爸爸妈妈曾经是这个小教会的 leader。
They were long gone.
的这个小教会的在那里服侍的人，那已经去世了，去世很久了。
But their prayers.
但是他们的祷告就留下来了。
Was still working.
一直在对他们的儿子工作。
On the heart of that older son.
所以那么长的祷告就在这个八十几岁的儿子的心里面做工。
I dealt with a man in Cayman. He was an elderly gentleman too.
那在美国在那个 Cayman 也有一个老人家。
We called him Uncle Jason.
我们叫他叫做Jason叔叔。
I would go and have prayer meetings at his home.
那我们到家里面去有祷告会。He
never would confess that he wanted to serve Jesus.
从来没有，他没有宣告说他要服侍神，他要相信主耶稣。He
knew it was right. He knew it was the right thing to do.
他即使知道说这个是对的，这是好的。But
Uncle Jason liked the bottle. He liked the drink.
因为他很喜欢喝酒。
And he would never lie to me.
他也不会对我说谎，他也不会骗我。
There were others that would lie to you just to get rid of you.
那别人呢会对我欺瞒，这个 Jason 叔叔他不会跟我欺瞒。
But Uncle Jason wasn't like that.
他不会这样。And
he got ill one day, very ill, and they called me to go to the hospital.
有一次呢，他病得很严重，有人就叫我去医院看他。His
daughters were there, and two of them, and some of his nieces.
那他的孩子们，还有他的一些侄女啊、侄儿，他们都在那里。I
stood at the foot of the bed. I knew it was very low. And finally, I left to go to some other room, I think, or to see something there in the hospital.
那后来呢，就是我离开一下看一些东西。And
when I came back, the nurse said he's gone.
所以呢，当我在那里，然后离开又回来之后呢，那个护士跟我说呢，他大概就断气了。
His granddaughters were crying, Oh, Uncle Jason, don't go without knowing the Lord.
然后我就听到他的孙女一直在哭说, Jason,就是你不要,就叫他的可能是那个爷爷,就你不能走,你不能走,你不能不认识耶稣就走了。
One daughter fell over the bed.
然后这个女儿呢哭到呢趴在床上。
And suddenly, Uncle Jason's eyes opened wide.
突然间看到这个Jason叔叔的眼睛张开了。
And he came back as clear as could be.
然后非常的苏醒。
It was unbelievable.
是很不可置信的。
If he had even been in a coma, he couldn't have come out so rational and so just as normal.
那他呢，就是在那种断了气，然后突然间醒过来，还是非常的正常的一个心思。
And there he wanted to pray now.
在那里他说他要祷告。
And we prayed together.
我们就为他跟他一起祷告。
Truly God did something for Uncle Jason.
神就在那个时候真的是对这个Jason叔叔做工。
He immediately said, go get my grandson.
他就说呢，跟他们说，赶快把我的那个孙子叫来。
I want to tell him what Jesus has done for me.
我要告诉他我耶稣为我做的事情。
2 days later, Uncle Jason died.
2天之后，这个Jason叔叔就过世了。
You see, Jason had a mother that was a praying mother.
因为他有一个为他祷告的母亲。
He had a wife that was a praying wife.
他有一个为他祷告的妻子。
And they were long gone, but the prayers of God's children were effective long after we're gone.
这些人不在了，但是呢，那些祷告的影响呢，功效呢，一直持续到非常的久。
And so with our children then, we need fathers to be intercessors, to pray for our children, so that even when we're gone, and maybe they haven't found the Lord, God will work in their life.
身为家长，你有责任在你的孩子跟神之间做这个好像中保一样这个祭司的位置。
Then we have Abraham.
我们也看到亚伯拉罕。
Abraham who waited so long to have a child, 99.
等了好久好老才有这个儿子，99岁生的。
When he had this little boy that he loved.
但是呢，这个儿子是他所独所钟爱的。
But one day, several years probably after he was born, or one night I guess it was, God spoke to him.
有一个晚上亚伯拉罕听到神对他说话。
And he said, Abram, I want you to take your boy, your only child, and I want you to take him and sacrifice him.
神的声音是说呢，亚伯拉罕啊，我要你把你的儿子带到山上献给我。
I've tried to think what agony of heart that would be.
我就可以想，我在想象说这个亚伯拉罕的心
是怎么样。You think a moment of your child.
你想一想，如果是你的孩子的话。
Any of them, and think that you would have to sacrifice them before God.
如果你需要在神的面前把它献上给神的话，那个献上是要把它就是等于是要把它杀掉的。那这样的话，你愿意吗？
But we see Abraham getting up the next morning.
隔天早上
preparing himself, getting his boy, the men to go with him, putting on the fire, taking the fire with him, putting on the wood, and off they go toward the mountain.
一切的装备要献祭的装备木材啦绳子啦各方面都准备好然后也把仆人把儿子带着就走了。
I cannot imagine the agony of heart as hour after hour they walk together and he would look over maybe at Isaac and think, oh God, how can I do it?
我在想说他们要走向山上这一段路程对亚伯拉罕实在是很难很折磨的一段路程怎么下手呢
that God would give him another child.
那有的人就想说因为他相信神会给他另外一个儿子但是不管哪一个儿子每一个儿子都是很特别的没有人可以代替这个儿子
And so now we see him as he trudges along. Finally, he gets to the mountain. They go together, just him and his son. And the boy looks up at him and said, But Dad, we've got the wood, we've got the fire. Where's the sacrifice?
终于走到目的地，仆人在山下等他跟这个儿子跟爸爸一起上去之后呢，这个儿子问爸爸说呢，我们都准备好了，那这个要献上的礼物在哪里呢
？At least Abraham had common sense. He didn't say, "You're the sacrifice."
还好这亚伯拉罕没有直接就回答了哈没有一下就回答把他吓到了哈他没有这样讲。
He would have scared the kid to death.
不然的话会把他吓到的哈。
But when they got up top, he put out the wood, he put out the things there, the stones and the wood and so forth, and he tied Isaac's hands.
亚伯拉罕轻轻的轻轻的就是轻轻的很轻易的带过说神必有预备然后就开始在准备这个祭坛然后呢就把他的儿子呢就绑起来了。
By then, I think,Isaac was getting some ideas.
这个时候儿子可能马上终于就清楚了。
And he picked him up and he put him on the altar.
那个时候呢这个以撒就被放在这个祭坛的上面。
He took out his knife.
亚伯拉罕刀子拿出来。
He raised the knife as poor little Isaac's looking up there at that blade. And he raised the knife and
这个刀子举起来眼睛看着这个刀锋。要下手的时候
But an angel said, no, Isaac, don't
天使就阻止了亚伯拉罕
Isaac, or rather, Abraham and Abraham then recognized that God wanted something out of him
亚伯拉罕终于被天使阻止因为天使说呢就是不要做够了那原来亚伯拉罕就知道说原来神是要他的爱能够就是他要从他的心里面呢得到一些他的爱
Something that God wants out of every one of us
这是神对每一个人都要求的要我们心里面
对他的爱 God said Abraham I see now you love me more than your son.
因为神对亚伯拉罕说，现在我看到了你爱我过于你的儿子。
In other words, Abraham loved God above everything else.
意思是说呢，这个亚伯拉罕呢，爱神过于所有的一切。
Can you imagine how often Isaac and Abraham probably talked about that?
你这样的一个事情，我在相信以后呢，这个父子两个人常常会谈到。
How Isaac would say, "Dad, I was really scared."
或许以撒就跟爸爸说呢，我好怕，那时候我好怕。
Oh, but that's all right. The Lord provided.
但是爸爸就跟他安慰说，你看神不是预备了吗？
Do you think Isaac felt any less loved because his father loved God the best?
你以为这个儿子会因为爸爸曾经为他做过这件事情呢，感到心里面觉得爸爸不爱他吗？
No, because that love that was given to God and given back to Abraham was then thrown out to those that Abraham came in contact with.
不是这样子的。因为神把这个爱给了亚伯拉罕，然后亚伯拉罕可以把神的爱这样子给下去。
Now you see, there are fathers that become so possessive of their children.
很多父亲呢，好像占有他的儿子一样。
They feel like they love them more than anything else.
所以呢，他就他的忠心就是爱他过于一切。
And there needs to be a love in our heart for our children.
当然，爱孩子是需要的。
But blessed is a child whose dad loves God more than anything else.And God then will use that to bless that.
最有福气的孩子是你的爸爸，把神放在第一位，爱神过于你，然后有这样子，神会祝福你。
God has a wonderful way of taking care of His children.
神有他很奇妙的方法来照顾他的儿女。
It was last week you met Gretel.
上个礼拜我们见到那个 Gretel 这个师母。
I've known her for many years. She worked with us in Cayman and so forth through the years.
她曾经跟我在 Cayman 那边的同工同事了好几年。
I've been very close to the family.
我跟她的家庭是很亲近的。
She was very modest last week when she was telling you about her husband.
那当她在那里跟你们谈到先生的时候呢，她 modest 很保守的讲话。
And actually, he is the director over our Hispanic work, which is.Throughout I don't know how many churches in the United States and some in Honduras, and they have a Bible school that he's over. He really has a big job.
事实上，他先生呢，在我们那里的宣教机构里面呢，是负责一个非常重要、担任很重要的角色，有好开设很多教会，在国内的西班牙人的教会，还有在国外南美的地方也有很多的事工，所以他是在我们那里担任很重要的角色。
Now Sid and I have been very close.
那他的先生跟我是很亲近的。
And we would talk together.
我们常常会交谈。
And Sid went through a lot of anguish in his young life.
那么在
his life.
这个他的先生的年轻的时候呢，anguish,
heartache.
很坎坷，很艰，有过一段很艰难的一段时间。
He had these three girls.
他有这三个女儿。
And his wife.
一个妻子。
And he had the work was so heavy.
OK, 好，我了解了哈。他在提到说他这个在他这个有这个家庭的这段时间呢，早年呢又为了要服侍又有家庭呢，给他一段很多的难处。
And he would say, Nana, I don't know what to do.
然后他就常常跟我说呢我说不晓得该怎么办，怎么平衡我的服侍。
I know this is where God wants me, but the family's there and I do want to do my best for my family.
我知道神交托我的就是要去做，但是呢我的家庭也在这里，我应该为我的家庭服侍。
And I used to try to encourage him.
那我就总是鼓励他。
I would say, God will take care if you put God first.He'll take care of your family.
那我的结论是，如果你把神摆在第一位，神一定对你负全部的责任。
Today the girls are pretty grown.
那今天他的孩子们都长大了。
The youngest is 17, or I guess she's 16. She'll be graduating next year.
Beside boss, huh? 好，他因为他那个他现在讲三个，就是他前面那三个女儿哈，那个后面那个男的是领养的，所以呢，这个最小的女儿呢，已经也17岁了。
God has watched out for them.
神真是看顾他们。
The oldest girl now is going with a young man who's going to be a preacher.
那这个老大呢，以后可能会嫁给一个牧师。
The second girl graduated from high school with a scholarship.
这个老二呢，在高中里面呢，得到就是非常高的一个荣誉，也得到奖学金。
But she wants to go 2 years into Bible school before she goes into counseling.
那即使她有很好的奖学金，她愿意呢先到这个圣经学院有2年的受教。
The youngest girl is very bright, wants to be a doctor, and is probably going to get her scholarships next year.
老二呢，他以后可能要做这个血糖方面的工作，然后这个老三呢，他成绩非常好，以后可能要进入这个医学方面的领域。
And the girls dearly love their father.
这些孩子们非常爱他们的父亲。
You see, he learned how to balance in a sense because God was helping him.
那这个先生呢，他懂得怎么样平衡神跟家人之间的关系。
That's why when we put God first, God will take care of what we have.
如果你把神摆在第一位，神会看顾的。
I want to tell you about another one just for a moment here.
那我再用点时间跟你谈另外一个。
Elkanah, I forget how to really pronounce it, but I'm going to call him that. Elkanah.
那就是那个撒母耳的爸爸以利加拿。
He was Samuel's father.
撒母耳的爸爸。
Now his wife, his second wife, or I don't know who he married first, but anyhow, he had two wives.
他有两个妻子。
The first wife had several children for him.
那其中有一个呢，生了好几个孩子。
But Hannah didn't. She didn't have any.
但是这个另外一个哈拿这个妻子呢，却没有生孩子。
And it became so difficult on her.
所以对这个哈拿呢很难。
The other wife would make fun of her.
因为另外一个妻子会取笑她。
They would go up to Jerusalem to worship, and she would take her children, but Hannah, there she was.
当他们上圣殿的时候呢，这个哈拿呢没有儿女在身旁，另外一个却带了一群。
But the Bible tells us that he would give out portions of meat there when they were eating, and he would give out each one. But he gave Hannah a very good portion.
但是圣经告诉我们，这个丈夫呢，以利加拿呢，他呢，当他在分给孩子们家人这个东西的时候呢，常常呢，给他的这个哈拿这个太太呢，多了一些，而且比较好的。
For he truly loved.
因为他特别钟爱这个哈拿这个妻子。
One day he found her crying.
有一天呢，他发现她在哭。
And you know a lot of men can't stand that.
很多男人不能面对女人的眼泪的哈。And
he said, "Why are you crying? Why aren't you eating?"
他就很急，就说为什么你不吃吗？为什么在哭呢？
Does that sound familiar?
有没有常常问你的太太这样子？ 为什么在哭呢?
He could see that her heart was grieving. He said, "Why is your heart grieving?"
为什么你心里面那么伤痛呢?
He said, "Am I not better than 10 sons?"
难道我一个丈夫不比10个儿子强吗?
What he was saying to her, "I love you."
他的意思是说我爱你就够了。
You could have 10 sons and they wouldn't be as good to you as I'm good to you.
即使你生了10个儿子，可能没有办法像我这么爱你。
And any child whose father loves his mother is a secure child.
任何一个家庭只要是父亲很爱母亲的，他的孩子会非常有安全感。
Do you recognize every time they see you all fussing and fighting, it scares them to death?
你知道，当夫妻两个人、父母亲两个人争执的时候呢，那对孩子是一个很
It makes them feel like something's happening.
会让人感觉好像
And most
家里发生大事了。
And most of the time with little children, they think it's their fault.
啊，每一次你在争执的时候，有孩子会自己责备说是我们做错事了。
When they see their mother and father loving each other and secure to one another, they are secure.
当父母亲有这种很好的感情的时候呢，儿女们也会非常有安全感。So
if you have to argue with each other, go in the bedroom.
如果你们一定要争执的话，吵架的话，请你到密室去，到你的房间。
I heard a woman that they would go out in the car.
那有一个家庭，一个妇女跟我说的，没错，吵架我们就赶快到车子里面去吵。
You see, that's why when our children see that we love each other, we love our wife, we love our husband, oh, what that does for your child.
父母亲彼此的相亲相爱对孩子的影响太大了。
Not only that, there was a man named Joseph who had some sons.
那另外一个叫做约瑟，他有一些儿子。
Can you see the example that Joseph was to his son?
你知道这个约瑟给孩子留下的最好的榜样是什么吗?
I'm not sure if Joseph ever told his sons about their uncles.
我不晓得这个约瑟有没有告诉他的儿子们关于他们叔叔对约瑟所做的事情。
But I'm sure it got out somehow even after they came.
那不管怎么样，我想也都知道了。
They had wanted to kill him. They had sold him into slavery. They got rid of him. They treated him terrible.
那些叔叔对自己的爸爸做的事就是几乎把他杀死，然后把他卖成奴隶，让他人生非常的坎坷。
But when they finally came and met him again, he forgave them.
但是你知道约瑟面对他的兄弟的时候他原谅他们。
Isn't that a wonderful example?
这不是很棒的一个例子一个榜样吗？
Do you know what we're teaching our children when we hold things against people?
当你对人有敌对有恼恨的时候你知道你在对你的孩子教导什么吗？
We're teaching them it's all right to hold things against
people. 所以你等着教导孩子说没有关系你要气人你要恨人都可以。
You say, well, I never tell them that I can't get along with my sister.
或许你说呢我从来没有去跟他们讲这个事情啊。
You don't have to tell them, they can see it.
你不需要讲你他们就看光观察你看你就
够了。Children are smart.
孩子是很聪明的。
They sense things, they feel things.
他们会对你的作为心思会有那种感受会看到的。
But when they see a father that is able to forgive,
他们看到爸爸可以原谅人的时候
able to be a big-hearted father,
他们就会有一个很宽的心胸。
What kind of an example? It's a wonderful example.
这个是很棒的一个例子，一个榜样。
You see, our children, we don't mold them by our words so much. We mold them by what we do.
你训练你的孩子，你在塑造你的孩子，并不是用讲的，用你所教训的这些话，而是呢用你的行为在塑造他们。
If we lie,
你如果欺骗
they learn it's not so bad.
他们也跟你一样学欺骗。
If we learn how to cheat, they think it's not so bad.
那你如果就说欺骗没有关系的话，那他们也可能这样想。
Do you know how many children whose fathers were alcoholics?
你知道很多父亲是酗酒的。
That so hated it when they were growing up.
那hated
the drinking of the father.
那他们这个孩子长大之后会很憎恶，很讨厌爸爸是这么一个酗酒的人。
And they weren't going to get into that.
那他们就想说，我绝对不会像这样。
But somehow, under the stress, under the weakness of facing their peers, they became alcoholics.
但是很奇怪的，在他们面对人生的压力之后呢，自己却一样的步上父亲的后尘，一样去酗酒。
I have a dear girl. I love an aunt in Cayman.
在 Cayman 有一个我很爱的一个姊妹。
Very bright.
很聪明
a real leader.
是一个领袖型
的 Her father was an alcoholic.
他的爸爸是一个酗酒的人
And she went right into it.
他也一样步进这个后尘
Her brother is the leader, is the biggest leader in the country of Cayman.
他的哥哥在政府方面是一个很有名的一个领导者
And Clara Faye tries to stop and tries to get out of it, but she hasn't been able to.
那即使呢想要让自己不去酗酒不去喝酒还是没有办法自己控制自己
You are the most important man in your family.
你是在家里面一个很重要的一个男人一个角色
You say I don't want all that responsibility.
或许你说我不想负这责任
Well you better have thought about that before you had the child.
那你要生孩子之前你就要这样想就这样决定了不要生以后才这样想
Because the responsibility has been given.
因为责任就是跟着孩子生下来就自然在你手中
And the wonderful thing is that most of you are young.With little children.
我看起来非常好，就是我们当中呢，我们都还年轻。
Now let me tell you this: no father is perfect.
记得，没有一个父亲是完美的。
We all make mistakes.
我们都会犯错。
Sometimes our thinking isn't always clear.
有时候呢，我们的想法呢，很清醒。
Sometimes our wisdom is not always as strong as it should be.
但不一定都很清醒的，有时候我们的这个智慧呢也不够。
But there's something about being aware of these things that God can start nudging you.
但是至少好不好？你有那种知觉，你要察觉到。我的位置我的人该是什么我问题在哪里然后神就会帮助你
The wonderful thing about God is he nudges you on things one at a time
那神对待我们呢他对我们工作是这样一样一样来处理的
And you know I can't tell you the marvelous feeling that comes into your life when you overcome
那最大的你的很喜就是最享受的一种感觉就是你克服的你的弱点你胜过了
Now I can really get blessed in my heart when I stop and I look back at what I used to be and how God worked in my life and made me something different.
当我回顾我的过去以前是这样子的然后现在已经不一样的时候我心里面真的是觉得我是一个好有福气的人。
It's like being filled up knowing, look what God has done in my life.
好像我里面就充满着神对我的生命的工作。
Listen, fathers, God can do marvelous things in your life.
父亲们，神可以在你的这个父亲的职分上面做很奇妙的工作。
You say my children's older now.
或许你说我的孩子都大了。
Well, look at the situation. Maybe there's some places you need to ask them to forgive you.
但是呢，或许你还有一些地方可以对你的孩子来跟他们致歉的地方。
Maybe there's some places that you and them can talk things over and you can be kinder to them.
有一些地方你可以跟你的孩子重新再交谈，然后呢，把它就是把它修整好的地方。
You might say, but my culture, but my friend, our culture is Christ.
或许你说我的文化我是中国人但是记得如果你信了耶稣你的文化是基督的文化是教会的文化。
So I trust this morning that there's been some little thing here that might help.
所以我希望今天早上有一点点对父亲的帮助。
Now actually, I have felt that you are some of the best fathers I've seen.
对我的心里面我有这样的一个认证觉得你们都是我看过最好的父亲。
You say, how do you know?
或许你说你怎么知道
Oh, I watch.
我当然我都在观察的。
And I see how some of you care for them and will hold them and take them from your wife. There's some men that won't do that, you know.
我看到很多我们教会的父亲们呢，很照顾孩子，很分担妻子的工作。很多男人不这样做的。
But think in your heart, Lord, is there some area I can do better?
好不好？我们这样跟神祷告说，如果我可以做得更好。
Is there something you can teach me in life that'll make it better for my family?
跟天父说呢，上帝，你好不好教我，让我的这样的一个父亲的职分呢，可以以后呢更好。
And someday they will look back at you and say, "What a blessed father I had."
有一天你的孩子会说，哎呀，我有一个非常让我受祝福的父亲。
I trust that God will help you.
我相信神会帮助你。
I'd like to see those that can be a true example to others about what God can do in our families.
我愿意看到很多父亲成为家里面真正的榜样，好让神可以工作。
It's a real witness today.
对对这个时代呢是一个很大的见证。
A godly family is a witness.
一个虔诚的家庭是一个很好的见证。
They're a light in a very dark world.
因为呢，这个黑暗的世界，你好像一道光芒一样照亮这个黑暗的世界。
I trust God will make you one.
我相信神会帮助你们一起来祷告。
Father, you are our Father.
天父，你是我们的父亲。
We are so grateful for your love.
我很感谢你的爱。
But we're thankful that you can put into the hearts of each one that's here.
我们很感谢，我们很高兴，你可以把这样的想法放在我们的心里面。
Your wonderful love and grace.
因为你有你的爱跟你的恩典。
We pray specially for our fathers.
我们特别今天特别为父亲们来祷告。
We think they're great men. Many of them are, Lord.
我们实在是有很好的、很伟大的父亲在
这里。But oh God, we pray that they'll keep their minds stayed on you.
我们求你让这些父亲们让他们的心智都放在你的身上。
That they'll seek you first, and then let these other things come in their lives.
先求你的国跟你的义，然后一切你都要加添给他们。
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ rest upon each one of them.
愿主耶稣的恩典能够临到每一个父亲的身上。
We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.